Continuing our journey in Maseches Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Beis, which very much piggybacks on Mishnah Yud Aleph, Hu Haya Omer, the same great Tana, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, makes the following statement: Kol Shemaisa Mirubin Mechachmaso, anybody's deeds that outweigh his wisdom, Chachmaso Miskayemes, his wisdom will endure. V'chol Shechachmaso Mirubin Memaisav, anybody whose wisdom outweighs his deeds, Ein Chachmaso Miskayemes, one's wisdom will not endure. Thus, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa in the last Mishnah and in this Mishnah is teaching us that Torah in and of itself is certainly valuable, but Torah that's void and divorced of Yerusha, that's not real Torah. And the same thing is true here as well, says Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. You could study, you could learn all day, but if you're not doing anything with your Torah study, if your deeds are not outweighing your study and your wisdom won't endure. How do we understand this Mishnah? What is Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa teaching us? To explain this Mishnah, let's look in the outstanding Sefer Ma'alos HaTorah, the work, the classic work authored, written by Rabbi Avram Achi Hagra, the brother of the Vilna Gaon. And in the end of this Sefer Ma'alos HaTorah, the brother of the Vilna Gaon quotes an unbelievable Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Kol HaMikayim, anybody who studies Torah and doesn't do anything with it, it's better, and I quote the Lashon Yerushalmi, Noach lo shenepcha lo shel yoso al panav. Better that the fetus, that the embryo would have been taken apart in the womb of the mother. What does that mean? And why is that so? And explains the brother of the Gaon, Kol halomed ve'enu mikayim. Somebody who learns and doesn't study, better that he would have stayed as an embryo in the fetus, in the womb of the mother. Because do you know what happens there? The Malach teaches the entire Torah. And there the fetus, the embryo, the little baby in the womb, in the comfort, in the cuddle, in the cocoon of the mother, is soaking in Torah study. And everything is perfect. And the food is coming. The hydration is coming. The nutrients are coming. The Torah study, the Ruchnius and the Gashmius is perfect. If it's so perfect, why do you leave? And the Gemara says in Maseches Nida that as soon as Yatza La'avir Ha'olam, as soon as the fetus leaves and touches and smells and takes that cry of fresh air, all of Torah becomes forgotten. All of a sudden it's lost. And it's there in this world where you have to recover the Torah that you lost. But says the brother of the Gaon in Ma'alos HaTorah, if the whole purpose of this world is just to study Torah, then better stay in the fetus in the womb. You had it all there. What are you doing in this world? Says the brother of the Gaon, the only reason that we're Yatzir La'avir Olam is that we could help somebody else, is that we could do good, is that we can make good, and we can fulfill Meisim and do something with the Torah that we studied. Because if the only purpose is Torah study, better stay in the fetus. Better stay in the womb. Shigam b'me'im olamar kol chelko, says the brother of the Gaon. In the fetus, in the mother's womb, you've learned everything. Aval mekayim, but somebody who leaves the fetus, somebody who comes out into this world, mashlim kavana sabriya, you're fulfilling the reason for the creation of the world. Shlohayyacho lekayim haTorah ba'odu b'me'imo hagam shalamda. You can't fulfill the Torah in the mother's womb. You can't perform mitzvos. You can't do chesed. You can't shake the lulav. You can't sit in the sukkah. You can't hear the megillah. You can't put on tefillin. You can't help another Jew. You can't do anything. All you're doing is for yourself in the womb, in the embryo, as a fetus. But once you come out, that's when your maisim are merubin mechachmaso. That's when you begin to do action. And that's when you begin to fulfill the ultimate purpose for creation. And thus the Gemara says, Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Tezvav, as well as other places in Shas, Godol ha-maisa, Godol ha-limud, she-ha-limud mevi lidei maisa. Torah study is great. But do you know why Torah study is great? Shemevili demaisa, it's going to allow you to do, to accomplish, to fulfill. If I'm just learning Torah, but I'm not doing anything with it, What have I done? Now that I'm learning, I can understand and to appreciate how to fulfill the mitzvos, how to shake a lulav, how to hear the Megillah properly, how to properly be Korei b'Torah, and how to fulfill all the mitzvos, whether it's Ben Adon L'Makom, Ben Adon L'Chavero, Ben Ish L'Ishto, Ben Ish L'Chavero, wherever you are in anything that you're doing. If you're a Kohen, if you're Levi of Yisrael, you gotta learn Torah. If you're not learning Torah, you're not gonna know what your responsibilities are. And thus, that's what the Mishnah says, Kol Shemaisa Mirubi Mechachmaso Chachmaso Mekayemes, Ad Kama and Kol Kama, that a person's actions are greater than their wisdom will succeed, and their wisdom will ultimately endure. But Kol Shechachmaso Mirubi Mamaisav, anybody whose wisdom is greater and outweighs his deeds, his wisdom will not endure because there's nothing doing for it, and it's not going anywhere. Better that you have stayed in the fetus. And the Ma'alos Satar continues and quotes the pasuk that says, "Arur asher lo yakim es divrei haTorah zos." The pasuk in the Klalos in Parshas Kisava, woe unto one who is not fulfilling and uplifting the Torah. And commenting on that, Yerushalmi says, "Afilu lamad v'limed." Even if you learn and you teach, "V'lo asa," and you don't do anything with your Torah study, "Harehu bechlal arur asher lo yakim." It's you're also part of that woe. You're part of that curse that you didn't even study. Because a person who studies, a person who learns, a person who teaches but doesn't do anything with it, you're not getting anything done. And that's the pshat, and the Gemara says, Mesachas Brachos, only Rav Shimon ben Yochai b'chaverav, only he and his colleagues were able to study Torah whenever Mivatal Torah, even to do other mitzvos, because they were unique, they were special, they were so deeply engaged and so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they were able to learn. And that's it. But for the rest of the world, that's not our responsibility. We live in Olam Hazeh. We are created lehetiv la'achrini, to help somebody else, to look out for another Jew, to look out for a friend, to make ourselves better people by helping other people, by doing mitzvos, by being mikayim mitzvos, by going to shul, by going to daven, by helping a friend. Whatever we're engaged with, if it's a mitzvah ben adam la'atzmo, if it's a mitzvah ben adam la'chavero, if it's a mitzvah ben adam la'makom, all of those are critical components of our existence in Olam Hazeh. And never ever whatsoever should we forget that our purpose here is to do. That's what we're doing here. As the Navi says in the Haftarah that we read, that in this world, Adam is considered to be a mahalech. We're moving, we're walking. A malach is called an omed, it's just standing. A malach has nothing to do. A malach is born and dies kaviyachal the same exact way. There's no growth, there's no ladder. But we in this world are mahalchim, we're moving, we're doing, we're accomplishing. And that the Vilna Gaon says as well in Sefer Evin Shleima, and his famous mashal, that life is like an escalator. If you're not going up, you're going down. There's no such thing as staying status quo. There's no such thing as being in the same place daily. Because if you're in the same place, that means you fell. That means you're not going where you're supposed to. But learning is supposed to grow. And one's learning is supposed to allow a person to climb the escalator of life, to learn, to study, to teach, to help, to be involved, to fulfill, to use our hands, our feet, our mind, our brain, and all of the tools and traits and characteristics that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us in order to accomplish. That's what this Mishnah is teaching us. Kol Shemaisa Mirubi Mechachmaso Chachmaso Miskayemes. If a person's deeds outweigh his wisdom will endure. Keep on going, keep on fulfilling. Your wisdom will certainly be strengthened. But Kol Shechachmaso Mirubi Mimaisav. If your wisdom outweighs your deeds, Ein Chachmaso Miskayemes, your wisdom will not endure. We'll pick up tomorrow.